Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, January 10th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, 10 Steps to Career Success After Incarceration, Addiction, or Mental Illness, with my guest, Marjorie Freeman, motivational speaker and employment trainer. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. I am so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us today. Now, if you're listening live, I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. Now, you can do this in several ways. If you're on the phone lines, you just press #1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. If you're over there in the web chat, you just type in your question or your comment, and I'll be able to see them and then read them on the air. Now, if you're listening to the recorded version of the show, and that means you're listening to the archives and the show has already been recorded, I want to welcome you too and thank you as well. Now, regardless of how you access the show, if you enjoy it, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about this show. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, you can follow me on Twitter. Over on my Facebook page, you can click the like button, and of course you can comment on Twitter and Facebook even while we're on the show. And most important, add yourself as a friend of my show, and there's a space on my show page for comments as well. Now again, I am Flora Brown, author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can sign up for life coaching if you are ready to make that U-Y-O-U turn in your life. I'm still booking personal appearances for 2011, so if you would like me to appear in person to motivate, train, or inspire your group, your staff, or your event, submit a request on my website at the Book Flora tab. It's at the top of my homepage, Book Flora, or you could just email me directly at flora@florabrown.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from various fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, and so on. All of these things that contribute to lasting happiness. Now, today's episode is 10 Steps to Career Success After Incarceration, Addiction, or Mental Illness with my guest, Marjorie Freeman, who is a motivational speaker and trainer for her own company, ML Freeman Consulting, LLC, and she's been doing that for 18 years. Now, as an independent contractor, her area of expertise is employment training to include areas such as navigating the job market before and after college, resumes that work, turning conflict into cooperation, working with those you don't like, we all need to know that, team building to succeed, strategies for those reentering the workplace, and many more. She is in successful partnerships with other speaking companies, Pro Speakers Bureau, LDI Institute, and SkillPath Seminars. Now, Marja currently serves on the board of directors for a nonprofit employment training company designed specifically to cater to the needs of those individuals battling mental illness, transitioning from incarceration, or drug rehabilitation programs. She was the very first employment specialist to work and build the Employment Center, which started with two employees in 1995. They have now been in existence for 10 years. They employ 15 employees and have won countless awards for being a pioneer employment facility. She currently works in consultant capacity, networking with the community on their behalf. It is my pleasure to welcome today Marjorie Freeman. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, Flora. Hello, listeners.
Thank you for returning to the show. You've been on the show once before, and we had so much to cover that I said, okay, we're going to have to do another show, and here we are today. I'm pretty excited about this topic because it's something that most people probably are kind of stuck with and need some help. So
absolutely,
let's get started
absolutely.
Right away.
It's
sorry.
Such a pleasure that, you know, to be back on the show, and hopefully, you know, the topic information will be, you know, very informative for a group of people who might have family or friends or people that they know who are really struggling in these areas.
Yes, that's true, because finding a job is a very sensitive area right now for so many people. They are so frustrated with their inability to get hired, and I have some in my family who are suffering from this right now. And especially in this down economy, it's a challenge. But for those people who are recovering from incarceration, addiction, or mental illness, finding a job must be doubly, triply tough for them. So what is the first step for people who find themselves in this category, one of these categories? What's the step for them to start looking for a job?
The first thing I would suggest, Floor, for this particular population, because it is the most difficult to place, most people do not have an actual system in place in order to handle the process of finding employment. And the reason I use the term system is that once they come out of incarceration, or they may come out of the mental hospital or something of that nature, it's a real struggle because most people are trying to do it by themselves. And as difficult as that is when you've got a group of people around you, remember that they're also competing against people who are coming out of colleges, universities, individuals who've been working over a period of time. And if you have no system in place or a foundation, eventually the depression and then the stress of trying to find a job eventually will just take you out. So it first starts with a basic system with how to get employed.
Okay. So what's that system?
Well, I tend to like to use acronyms, probably because of my military background. But the first S in system, and your strategy is the system. And that means to get a foundation and to physically write down some steps and information that you need to do. The T in strategy is to determine and find your own your talents. What are the skills that you already have that you can offer? Now, the one thing people often say, which is, I'm a very hard worker. Well, everyone who's applying for a job is a very hard worker. But they have to be specific talents and skills that you can bring. And what I'd like to share with your listeners, Laura, is this is a website that you can go to, and you can actually take a test, and it will literally give you a listing of your natural skills and talents. It delves into how you think and the types of positions that will allow you to naturally use the skills that you have.
Wow.
And that website, hopefully they have a pen in hand. Please don't write while you're driving. I don't want to be stupid. But the website is this. It is called futureproofyourcareer.com.
Futureproofyourcareer.com.
And it is a personal profile summary. You actually get a listing of about 6 or 7 different pages that will go through specifically the areas that would allow you to excel in that particular job occupation.
Wow. Now, is there a fee for completing this profile?
There is no fee.
Wow.
It is time-driven, I will give you that. But they'll give you an actual password so that you can go online, you can review it, you can update it. But really the best part of this is, at least for myself, what it says is the field of specialty for my personality and my natural trait is education, training, legal, and management. And the reason for that is it determined that my strongest traits are communication, adaptability, teamwork, computers, and I'm willing to learn. And so once you understand that those are the areas that you're going to excel in, now you can actually target the types of jobs you're applying for.
Okay. Does it offer job suggestions based on these traits when you finish the test or no?
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And it also explains why those kind of jobs would be more successful for you. because a big part of it is, granted, we have to take a job because we need to take a job. But if you are totally outside your realm, if you're afraid of animals, then working at the animal shelter
is not a good idea.
I'm saying that's not going to be for you if you're not into germs and dogs and pets licking you. So it's really about not just finding a job, but at least looking in an area. It may not be the one position, but if there's a multitude of positions that take those skills, it'll take you everywhere.
Wow, okay. Wow,
yeah.
That's a good resource.
Thank you, thank you. The next resource would be to actually do a resume, because for people who are transitioning from incarceration or dealing with addiction, many of them have not had a job in so many years that if they were required to put together a resume or an application, they wouldn't know where to start. They wouldn't even know where to begin. And so that would allow you to help develop the skills that you have, number one, and number two, to help design them in a resume. And I'll give you the example. Some of you probably remember hearing about a gentleman, his name was Ted. He was a homeless gentleman, and he was on the side of the street, literally.
Right, recently, and, yes.
Recently. And his voice was his strongest trait. But because he had been dealing with addictive behavior, he hadn't worked in decades. But the fact that he was able to use the skills that he had previously and to connect with the talents that he already had, this gentleman now has more job offers than I ever had. Literally, it's a little scary. But also, just to basically show people, most people, you'd be shocked, though, Flora, do not know how to fill out an actual application.
No, I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, I'm sure some of the listeners are. And I think about that for the listeners. When was the last time you filled out an application? Filling out a hospital application is tough enough for most of us. But then when you get into employment, it's a little frightening because of the questions that they ask you, which are, have you ever been incarcerated in the last 10 years? Have you ever done, you know, dealt with drugs? Things like that are very scary questions when it comes to, do I actually tell the truth? Do I tell them no? Do I tell them yes? And then they find out later that you lied or embellished your information. It'll come back. So
actually, I was going to ask that later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to ask that later. They need to come clean right at the beginning because it's going to show up later when the potential employer checks them out. So they may as well explain that gap to start.
Right up front.
Okay.
Yes. So now that we have your system in place, you have your talents and skills prepared because you've taken the test, right? You've got your application, and you want to probably, once you do an application, hang on to it and actually go through it. And take your time. Don't try to sit at a location and fill out the application while you're sitting there. Because, number one, it's extremely time-consuming. And, number two, by the time you finish it mentally, you're drained. And a lot of times, Flora, I find that people don't have the information that they needed to complete it. So that's not the best way to go. Yeah.
Right.
The A in your strategy next needs to be an action plan.
Okay.
An action plan. Because what most of us have said, and not just people who are looking for jobs, but people, again, transitioning, is I'm going to call a couple of people next week and I'm going to see if I can find a job. That is the extent of their action plan.
Okay.
I'm going to go down the street and talk to my brother-in-law and see if he can get me a job. Well, that's not really an action plan. You've literally got to put it right out step by step so that you can visibly see what you're trying to achieve. If you don't see it, you don't do it.
Okay. So you're talking about a written action plan.
Exactly.
The write down steps. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
The T in your strategy is then team thinking. Team thinking. You don't want to start looking for a job by yourself.
Okay.
That is where joining a jobs club, you have a multitude of people around you that can help support you in the process. And as you probably know, the government has so many different opportunities now where you can actually join job clubs. They can help support you in those areas. Don't try to do it alone, because the stress alone of trying to find a position, and for every day you don't find it, the depression gets worse. Another 2 weeks goes by, nothing's happened. And they almost need to, people need to prepare for the rejection process, and that's where you need that team support. prepare yourself for the rejection process, because that can be the most painful.
Right, okay.
Your E in strategy then is to establish relationships.
All right.
Establish solid relationships. And what that means is, literally from the time you get out, number one thing to do is to join a networking group. And people say, why would I need to join a networking group? Don't you have to pay for that? The purpose of joining a networking group is that people are more likely to hire someone that they know and that they've met than a complete stranger.
Okay.
So, again, it is about developing relationships and friendships so that when you do start to look, you don't feel like, again, you're by yourself. If you establish relationships, they can forward you to someone who can say, listen, I know about X, Y, or Z, and they will literally tell you this, Flora, it is not in the newspaper. They have not even started advertising yet. So that gives you the foot.
Right, right. It gives you the inside scoop.
And that's what we need. That's what we need. So there are employment clubs, and if you get online, there's a website called Ask. I think I told your listeners about this before, askask.com. And you can type in local networking groups or local job clubs. You can type in if it's free. You'd be surprised what you can find out. If free is what you need, type in free. If you want to be specific, those dealing with mental illness, focus on that as well.
Okay. Wow, okay.
Okay. The next one in your strategy, the letter G, is for now your goals. Your goals have to be set in concrete. In other words, every day, you have to be willing to do at least three things every day consistently.
Okay.
The moment you slack off on one of the three, then we get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. We've all said, this year I'm going to exercise. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to exercise for an hour every day. Maybe I shouldn't tell on myself, but yeah.
Hey, you're not alone. We're all agreeing with you because we all have been in that same situation, especially with exercise.
That's right, and I can see some of your listeners shaking your head right now. And what happens is if you put your realistic goals too far above your head, you won't achieve it. But if you say, I'm going to exercise for 20 minutes a day, once you get started, you'll look up and you've done a whole hour, maybe 45 minutes. But you start with reachable goals. And I think three is more than reachable. Three goals. Number one is I'm going to do online looking and give yourself some time. Once you get online, you know how it is. It's so addictive.
That's true.
You just need to get online. Once you do time limit, and then say, I'm going to contact three people. Whatever it is, just give yourself three solid goals.
Okay.
And the last key to your strategy is you. None of this happens unless you get involved in your own job-seeking process. And it's very, very difficult. And I'll say why, Flora. It's because a lot of organizations are not willing to take that risk.
Right, right.
And that's difficult in and of itself. So I'm going to give you the name of the website for the Lori Mitchell Employment Center.
Okay.
They have received countless awards because they actually received an award recently for the Leadership Initiative Program for putting together the Employment Center, because actually, just for your FYI, we just recently achieved our 15-year goal, and we were able to people were able to give, and our goal was $15,000. I think we came out a little short at about $14,000. But, I mean, it's quite an achievement. So this website, ladies and gentlemen, will give you access, number one, to organizations that are willing to open their opportunities up for people struggling with mental illness, struggling from addiction, and struggling coming out of being incarcerated. So that's why this is a powerful website, and the organization in and of itself is getting a huge, huge recognition. So I'm going to give you all that website so that you can go in and get an opportunity to take a look at it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
are you really ready? Okay.
I am really ready.
It is called lmec.org. L is in Larry, M is in Margaret, E is in Echo, and C is in Charlie.
Okay.
LMEC.org.
Okay. All right.
Once you go in there, there's an area that says our center. And when you click into that, it'll give you a listing of employment opportunities, and it's alphabetical. And they are actually nationwide organizations that can actually help, and they specialize in those particular areas. So it's very far-reaching, and that's what we're looking for. We need companies and organizations that are willing to give people a second chance.
This is a wonderful resource. I was going to ask you in a little while about resources, but you beat me to the punch. Thank you. Let's go back over the acronym to make sure everyone got it, starting back at the first letter, S.
Yes.
So
the S is to develop an actual system.
System, okay.
A system.
Okay. And that would be your
so,
foundation.
Again, you're looking at what is it I need now in order to move forward? Because what people tend to do is after they struggle with something for so long, they just kind of go, whew, all right, I'm out. I'm going to visit some friends and relax for a bit and try to get my feet up under me. But if you know employment is going to be one of the requirements when you have to get with a correctional officer and you have to tell them what you have been doing on a consistent basis, usually it's almost once every 2 weeks consistently for the first three months. And then after that, they tend to, you know, let you go a little further. But you've got to give them a system in place. The T is to determine what your talents and your skills are by going to the website. The R in your strategy is to determine your resume and your application. Literally put it together, get an application, and start from scratch. Don't do it in front of the counter while you're trying to get a job. It's mentally pressurized.
Okay.
The A in your strategy is your action plan, which you're going to put in place every day. Your T is your team thinking. Don't do it by yourself, because once you realize that nothing has materialized over a very quick period of time, depression sets in, rejection sets in, and eventually nothing happens. The E in your strategy is to establish relationships. Get involved with networking groups, jobs, organizations, because that's what they specialize in. Do not just go to one, go to several. It keeps you motivated, keeps you moving every day, and connecting with people. Your G is to set your goals on a consistent basis. Remember, you've got three things you need to do every day, and all of this depends upon what you do. Your strategy starts and begins with you.
Right. Okay, this is great. I want to repeat the resources you gave, because we have about 8 minutes left in the show. Under talent, you gave the resource www.futureproofyourcareer.com, which is where listeners can go to assess their skills, find out what their talents are, and they're going to need that information when they go to do the resume and application. I want to emphasize under resume and application what you said about completing it at home rather than trying to do it at the counter, where you may not even have all the information there. The other resource you gave under established relationships was the site askask.com. You can go there and find out about local networking groups and job clubs. And I can't stress enough the importance of having someone else and other people who can share information, because everybody that's working toward that goal, if they have been actively engaged in a strategy similar to what you've just given us, they will have additional resources and they will know additional people, especially in your area. The other resource you gave that's very important is www.l like in Larry, M like in Mary, E like in Edward, and C like in Charles.org. And this is the resource for finding employers who are willing to give people who are in this special category a chance. And it's all over the nation, it's alphabetical, and this is a tremendous resource to get anyone who's in this category rolling, because I would imagine this has got to be the toughest category for job searching. I wanted to piggyback on something else you said about setting the goals and about the action plan. The fact that people in these categories typically are going to have to report to someone and verify that they are making progress, having this action plan, having your goals in writing and keeping track of what you're doing daily, I would imagine would be a tremendous asset, because even if you're doing a lot of things, if you haven't written them down, when you have to see your parole officer, whoever you have to see, you aren't going to remember off the top of your head. So when you have it down, I think it's going to impress them that you really are ready to enter into society to make a meaningful difference. And I can't imagine anything better than having these concrete things written down. Now, what I imagine that you know some of the biggest mistakes that people make in this area, and you've kind of alluded to them already. What are the biggest mistakes people make? Let's say once they get a job interview scheduled, what is the biggest mistake in the interview process, and what can they do to avoid making it?
Okay, good question. Very good question. One of the things that I find the biggest mistake is after you've submitted an application or after you've forwarded a resume, there is no follow-up. There might be other opportunities, but probably much like you, Floor, I get on an average of about 120 emails a day.
Right.
I'm not going to read all of that, and there's no way that just because you sent it on a Thursday, they're going to read it and then call you back on a Friday. Because, remember, your strategy is up to you, you've got to take that initiative and follow up with that person, not just once, but you've got to keep coming in to show that persistence that says, yes, I came in the other day, Mr. Brown, and I brought you a resume, or I left it with your administrator. She said there weren't any positions available, but I do want to come in consistently and just see if you have any openings. That
right.
in and of itself shows initiative. It shows communication. It shows so many things that person may give you an opportunity even when a position doesn't exist.
Right, right.
So that's one of the biggest ones is people just don't follow up. So
right.
if you sent out 6 applications, will you remember a week later or 3 weeks later who you sent it to, or, you know, what the job requirements were, or even more than that, Flora, how much was the salary?
Okay.
So follow-up is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
Number 2 is people need to be prepared. If you walk in that door and they say, do you happen to have an extra copy of X, Y, or Z, and we're sitting there going, scratching, going, oh, I forgot it, you know. It was on the table. I think I left it. That's a no-no. And number 3, this is so simple, but you would be shocked. Actually carry something to write with.
Oh, okay.
Now, believe you me, employers have said to me, those are the simple things that really irritate them. How are you going to come for an interview and go, do you happen to have a pen?
Could I borrow a piece of paper?
It's exactly the same thing. Now, some of you
right.
might be laughing, going, oh, who wouldn't have a pen? You'd be surprised that there are people who are in college, who are in class, that don't have a pen. But if you're coming for a job interview, are you telling me you're not prepared enough to have a pen?
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
It also shows that you're anticipating some positive result, because with your pen and pencil, you're going to have to write down the next step that the employer tells you to take toward getting the job. So it shows a positive attitude, initiative, and preparedness, as you've just said.
And it's very simple, but we'd be surprised. Shaking someone's hand when you walk in the door and when you walk out of the door, eye contact, things of that nature are very, very simple. But people really, sometimes they just don't know. Most people have not taken a course in terms of how to find a job. We're still working on old thinking principles, because that's how we did it before. That's how we got a job in 1994. So I should be able to do the same things and get the same results. And that's just not true anymore.
That's not true anymore. We are at the end of today's show. I can't believe it. I want to urge all of you who have been enlightened by what Marjalee has shared to please visit those resources, those websites, and take action right away so that you can start moving toward your own personal goals. And remember that the episode will be available here on the website at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. You can return anytime to hear it again or to download it. It's also available on iTunes. Now, be sure to share it with other people who are in the categories we've discussed. And some of these, Marjalee, can help anybody, of course. It doesn't have to be people that are in those categories. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and invite you to join me again next Monday, January 17th, 2011 at 11 a.m. And thank you again so much, Marjorie, for your expertise. I have been enlightened myself. I learned some new things, and I'm certainly going to be sharing those with people in my circle. So thank you again. I'm going to say goodbye to all of you and encourage you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com. Have a blessed week, and remember, color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.